Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Brewers Camp 2019, Tim Allen with Brewers manager Craig Counsell. Craig, thanks for the time, man. I know you're busy.
All right, my pleasure.
All right, let's go back to last year. It had to be, a great run. And always learning, whether you're a player, manager, or human being. I mean, is there any one thing that you learned through that experience last year?
I don't know if I could say, like, pointing out to one thing. I think, look, experience makes all of us better, and you got to try to use it to make you better. I think if anything, I don't know if I'd pick one thing. I think it guides us a little bit this year and how we want to do things and kind of what's going to be important to us. So you take it from that. I mean, and then the fact is that we finished short of a goal, and that's very motivating. And it's probably more motivating than I even realized. Kind of in the winter, you worry about that. Oh, last year's a good year. Are we going to be focused on last year? And it's just the opposite, to be honest with you. It's more motivating than anything that we finished a little bit short.
Was it sweeter as you look back in your career? I mean, you've been to the pinnacle. But when you got to the NLCS, a game away, was that run, the celebrations, you know, the 163, the St. Louis, the Colorado, was it sweeter for you personally because it was a Brewers uniform?
Well, I'll tell you, when you go through, in my experience in going through playoff runs and playing in World Series, the NLCS is the series. It is the number one series because there's nothing after the World Series. Like, and the fun of it is still the competition. So it's unbelievable winning the World Series, but it's also like you almost want to know, sometimes you want another game because you want to just keep competing because that's what we do and that's what we love to do. And the games in that month are so incredible. You know, they're so much fun to compete in. They're the games that everybody dreams of competing in. So it was. Look, we had a lot of fun, and the celebrations are fun, but the games are the most fun. They really are, and because it feels like kind of the ultimate competition for, you know, what we've trained to do for our whole lives.
There were some comments that you made that impressed me a little bit.
That's hard to do.
No, but that
just
you,
a little bit.
Well, you were kind of pissed about it afterwards, as well as I was. But then that kind of wears off, and then you take a look at the positives. But I was impressed with that. That it was as far as you got. It still wasn't good enough.
Yeah, I mean, look, we were going to get on a plane to go to Boston to play in the World Series. And so when you come in the clubhouse and, you know, you're not getting on that plane to go play in the World Series, you're pissed off. You know, I mean, you just are. And I thought there was a responsibility after the game to make sure that we have the right message for our fans and for everybody, players and nationally. But I'll tell you, like the next week, I was miserable and sitting alone in my house too often, you know, at 2 in the afternoon, like what, you know, by myself,
empty,
yeah. So, you come down from it really fast, and that upsets you, and you know that the World Series is the pinnacle, so. Like I said before, it motivates you as much as anything and tells you that, hey, there's something for us left to do, and that means we got to put our eyes forward.
You guys are pretty positive in all aspects of this game, and you focus on the positive and things like that, but were there some mistakes along the way last year that, you know, maybe you look back and you say, oh, man, I wish I'd have done something a little different?
I wouldn't call them mistakes. I'd say, look, we all have choices, and I have hundreds of hundred choices during every game to make, and they don't all turn out right, you know. So you can always look back at, you know, could Orlando Arcia have bunted, and would we have scored a run in game four against the Dodgers in, you know, whatever inning that was. So and you can look at those choices and you know, kind of dissect them and say when they don't work out, you know, choose the other side of them. But you know, I thought the way we planned things in general in the playoffs, just, you know, our big plan and then how we had to you know, stick to it and adapt as we went along. I thought we were, as an organization, we did a nice job of that, and it worked out. We weren't surprised by anything, and nothing caught us off guard. So that you feel good about that. You're always going to have tough decisions, and those are the decisions that are the, you know, 52-48, yes, no, you know, really, really close to 50-50 decisions, and those are going to go wrong sometimes.
Yeah, no doubt. All right, your kids, we see them around the ballpark once in a while, and it got me thinking the other day about, you know, you as a kid running around the park as well, and how conscious you might be, and I guess that's the question, how conscious you are about their memories, because you went through it, and you're dealing with their memories as we speak.
Yeah, there's no question. I mean, I think that's for everybody, you know, that's a Brewer fan, really, is that you're trying to fill their cup up with memories, right, and experiences. And if we can keep filling their cup up, then I can guarantee it will create another generation of Brewer fans. And so that's how I looked at October. I said the best part of October for me was the post, you know, after I got over the pissed off part, was the, you know, kind of the stories that you would hear from fans about how they introduced other people to baseball, whether it be a spouse, whether it be sitting at a game with their dad that they hadn't done in a long time, or their kids bringing them to games and them becoming Brewer fans. So, you know, if you take a step back and get yourself out of you know, super competitor mode, that's a pretty cool thing, and that's pretty rewarding. And really, it's why you do this.
Just a couple more real quick here: the handling of your pitching staff, the bullpenning these days, and your opener and closer and what have you. Was that due to philosophy of you and or baseball? Or was that due to the personnel that you have that you had to handle them that way?
Yeah, I mean, I think largely for us, it is personnel related. It's always going to be personnel related. Many of our strategies will be personnel related, like how do we take advantage of who our players are and what they're good at, and you know, so a lot of this, you know, if I would kind of go back. You know, we had been considering shorter stints for pitchers for a long time, and we've actually done it. We had done it in isolated cases in the 15 and 16 seasons. You know, the evolution of this to me really picked up when we got Josh into our bullpen in 17, and creating kind of a role for him, and then, because, you know, he's kind of the ultimate weapon down there, and then putting everybody else kind of around that is how we, you know, how we kind of, I think our ideas evolved a little more quickly when Josh came aboard and gave us more ideas of how to and thoughts on how to deploy our pitchers. So it's always going to be personnel related to me. There's no sense having a strategy and then, you know, putting a, you know, a round peg into a square hole or vice versa.
All right. Goals then, unfinished business. I know taking the next step. I've talked to some of your players about it, and they were all into World Series, and in years past, they were afraid to kind of say it that way.
Yeah.
Although Mike Moustakas put it this way, that he said World Series or bust might be a little too much. He said win that game that day. And I remember early on when you were hired, that was one of your comments, hey, my job is to win this game today.
Yeah, it's that's a you know, I hear that a lot, is that you know, we're going to go to the World Series this year, and there's a from fans, and there's a lot before that that needs to be done. So we've got a grueling schedule, a very challenging division. You know, there's no sense. We're not, you know, our thoughts are not on that at all. Of course, it's the goal. It's the goal for every team. But look, this is going to be a very difficult season with a very difficult division. You know, the margins are so small. You know, the Cubs won 90, the same number of games as we did last year. They're an incredibly challenging team who's been good for a long time and will continue to be. The Cardinals are, you know, added a really, really good player, a great player to their team. So we know they're going to be a tremendous challenge, and their pitching staff, their starting staff is really good. So there's challenges all over the place, and that makes you focus on kind of what's next. And what's next is, you know, really game one of the season against the St. Louis Cardinals.
The hashtag was Ask Council, so we threw it out there on the show last night. So from some Brewer fans, we chose this question here, and that is, okay, if you were to step away from the team and you have to leave one of your guys in charge, could be a player, coach, I know it might be Murph, I don't know, but who would you leave in charge of this gang?
Well, I'm not going to, if we can't find a coach to put in charge of this gang, we're in trouble. So I'm going to take the coaches out. I'm going to take the coaches out and give you a player. I think that's more fun. I'm gonna give you Lorenzo Cain. It close between Cain and Perez, Hernán Perez, but I think Cain has more disciplinarian in him than you think he does. He comes across as a really kind of laid back, having fun. He got a lot more disciplinarian in him than he gives off.
And then if you ride your bike to work anymore, one fan asked if Tim Allen could do a ride along with you.
That would be entertaining right there.
Yeah, roll the video on that, man.
I love it.
All right, Craig, thanks for the time, man. Good luck. We'll talk again.
Thanks, Tim.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.